University of Canterbury student has developed a new type of plasterboard using seaweed. That will hopefully lower the building industry's carbon footprint. It was a 12-week project and it won a commercialisation award worth $20,000. I'm joined by Bachelor of Product Design student Andy Park. Hi there, Andy. Andy, I'll try again. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Good. Hey, thanks for your time today. Congratulations on this award.
Oh, thank you so much.
Can you take us back to the beginning and where you got the idea from and where this all started?
Well, so basically seaweed plasterboard is a biocomposite wall panel with fireproofing and moisture control features by incorporating algae seaweed as a biofiller. So seaweed basically replaces the non-recyclable and harmful materials like fiberglass and vermiculite, and we're using it as like to slow down fire. And interestingly, seaweed has fire retardant characteristics. And, you know, the universe is finite and resources finite, so we have to utilize the materials that we don't use very much.
Yeah, it all makes sense and sounds good. Can you remember when you got the idea? Was there an aha moment?
Well, I have to thank Dr. Tim Huber and Dennis Powell because they had the idea of using seaweed as a building material. And then I sort of picked it up because I was very, very keen to go on with the research. And yeah, seaweed, it's pretty good material to use. And, you know, I did have an aha moment where we can use this as sort of a filler for plasterboard, basically.
What do you do to the seaweed before you make plasterboard out of it?
I cannot tell you that much because we have IP pending, but we don't use any chemical in there before we put it into plasterboard.
Okay, well, how much progress have you made on the product? Where are you at in the sort of the invention process?
I have to tell you, Jesse, it was a 12-week project done by a student, so not much is done. it is a very interesting thing to continue, but I'm working with Dennis with the scholarship, and we are, you know, in a tiny furnace, we're burning seaweed to see where the seaweed decomposes. And, you know, we have three different types of seaweed, green, red, and brown, so that's what we're testing at the moment.
And what about this award? $20,000, that must mean a lot to a bachelor student.
It is. I was speechless when I got the award. I just didn't think I would get it, you know. I think we're planning on using that to do more research, but I'm going to have to talk to the head of product design, Dr. Nick Emerson, about this.
I guess the other thing about seaweed, aside from it being good material for this purpose, is that it grows pretty quickly, right?
It does, yeah. Very, very fast. 0.5 meters per day.
And what about the sort of the greenhouse gases, the climate impact of this? What are the positives?
So basically, seaweed is capable of sequestering around 173 million metric tons of carbon annually. So you can imagine if we start making more seaweed farms and using those seaweed as, you know, the material for plasterboard, then we can increase, you know, those we can offset more carbon emission, you know, from New Zealand.
Probably a bit unfair to ask you when this is going to be available.
From, you know, initial testing done with Jib and Holmes Fire, you know, it does look pretty good. But I have to say, you know, it's a student project, so we need more professional advice and, you know, more, you know, different people's, I guess, money to keep going with the research.
That sounds pretty cool. Can you tell us a bit more about yourself Andy, I understand you're an international student. How have the last couple of years been for you?
Pretty good, pretty good. I love this. I love New Zealand so much, and I basically call this place my home. I came here about 6 or 7 years ago. You know, as I came here when I was year 10. Now I'm, you know, graduating, and I got this, you know, award, and their article released about me. So I don't know what to say. I'm just very happy.
Where are you from originally, and where are your family?
South Korea.
Uh-huh. Well, they must be very proud of you.
They're very proud. I bet they're listening to this right now on the app, I think.
Oh, nice. What's the plan from here, then? You going to stay with us?
I would love to, but I think I need to work to get residency. So I do want to keep going with the research, but I might need to put this off aside and then come back later if I have to.
Well, I don't know what they give the points out for, but someone who's going to simultaneously save our building industry, our materials crisis, and save the planet has got to be a bit of an asset for New Zealand. So if you need a reference, let me know, all right?
We'll do that, Jesse. Thank you.
Good luck and congratulations again. Enjoy this moment.
Great. Awesome. Thank you.
Andy Park, student at University of Canterbury, who's won a $20,000 commercialization award for his idea, a new type of plasterboard using seaweed.